Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people are busting, but everybody else in between throwing it down. The Twisted Tuesday has begun, and we've got a full house this evening. We're packed. Steve Merrill's going to bat leadoff. Steve Merrill steps up and in. Andrew McKinnis will join us. Earl Skakel will join us from Hollywood, California, as we'll discuss the life and the career and the unfortunate passing of the great one, Norm Macdonald. And we'll get into some baseball, football. Russ Baxter is going to join us, Bax football guru. Russ, one of the smartest football guys out there. So we talk football with Russ Baxter. We got a full house here this evening. But before we get into the games, our condolences to Norm Macdonald's family. As I stated, I think it's Earl's the perfect guest to get on for this a little bit later on. I never met Norm Macdonald. I was sort of on with him. If you remember on Hardcore Sports Radio, my memory, listen, it's been a lot of guests and stuff like that, but like Artie, it was Artie Lang, but I didn't run the interview. I was just sort of there, right? I think Garner, it was on Drive This, and I came in on the last half hour of the show type of deal. Of course, we all remember famously when they set me up and I came in and Mark Cuban was on the line and Richard Garner says, hey, Gabe says that, you're wrong and this is going to fail. Mark Cuban started ripping me. But nevertheless, rest in peace to Norm Macdonald. Funny man. One of those guys, too. Norm Macdonald's sort of like a band that you don't realize all the hits that they had. Like, you know, if you actually look at Norm Macdonald's career in Saturday Night Live and the impressions that he did and the different characters, and you're like, oh, man, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, that was good. Like him as Burt Reynolds in the Jeopardy sketch with Will Ferrell is an all-time classic. All-time classic. His impressions were amongst the best. Really, really was a funny guy. But what makes his story sort of why it hits us is Norm Macdonald was a big-time sports fan, but he was a big sports bettor. Right, everybody's a sports fan, right? Jerry Seinfeld loves the Mets and stuff, but Jerry Seinfeld's not betting, $5,000 parlays on the game, right? Like, Norm Macdonald was a degenerate. Like, he loved to bet on sports and pretty much became his life, comedy and sports betting. Anybody to follow him on Twitter, that's all he ever tweeted about, really, was sports. And he didn't tell people that he had, that the cancer was this bad. So this kind of comes as a surprise to everybody. Because I remember during the Montreal Canadiens playoff run, and Norm Macdonald is a diehard Canadiens fan. And he said, I can't make it to the games, guys, but, I'm watching every minute of it. I'm pulling for you. And he saw the Canadiens, tweeted out their thoughts and prayers to his passing. And I was thinking at the time, I was like, well, he's got money, right? He's got money. He can go to the games if he wants, but little did I know the reason why he couldn't. The late night anger management class has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Welcome to the show. We're kicking it. Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation. We're kicking it live in Los Angeles and San Diego. The Mightier 1090. We got a full house on the program this evening. Earl Skakel will join us from Hollywood, California, West Hollywood. That is, we'll discuss the life, the career, and the unfortunate passing of a great comedian and one of our own, a hardcore sports bettor, Norm MacDonald, unfortunately passes away 61 years old. So we'll talk about the life and times. We'll play a couple of clips of some of Norm's great impressions throughout the evening, this evening. Countdown to kickoff is on, and we might have been burnt for the first time by placing our bet earlier in the week. We try to get cute. We try to beat the number. We pulled the trigger already on the New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints are the first team of this National Football League regular season to get hit with a COVID outbreak. The New Orleans Saints have 8 positive tests that have come back today. The thing is, we don't know who these 8 are. We don't know. We're going to find out. And, of course, this is where the protocol comes into play, and this is why pro football coaches want their players to be vaccinated. Because for the players that have tested positive, if you're vaccinated, you're out for 24 hours. And, you know, then you get to take another test. So basically, you need to pass 2 tests in a span of 24 hours to get back if you're vaccinated. So if you're vaccinated and you've got it, you know, tomorrow you could take another test and then take another test on Thursday again, and then you could play. And if not, if you fail tomorrow, you could take a test on Thursday and then take another test on Friday again. And if you pass 2 in a row, you're back. If you're unvaccinated, case closed, you're out 10 days.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So, we don't know who the 8 players are right now for the New Orleans Saints, but the way that the world works and the way that the media works, we would know if it's Alvin Kamara. We would know if it's Jameis Winston. We would know if it's Taysom Hill. Insiders in New Orleans said, don't worry about it. We're good. Time will tell. We're always good. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, the degenerates, and everybody else in between, including the crew over at WagerTalk.com, including Lucky, Steve, Merrill, who steps up and in on the Twisted Tuesday. Steve, it's always a pleasure, my man. How you doing?
Hey, Gabe. Doing great. Great to be here, as always.
So week 1 of the National Football League is in the books, and there was a record set
12 underdogs, 12-4 ATS, first time ever in the Super Bowl era.
Yeah, you know, and I did a Wager Talk today earlier on Tuesday afternoon on Wager Talk TV on YouTube with Dave Sherapan was our guest with Teddy Covers. And we've talked about that. And, you know, I've said, as you know, I always say week one of the NFL doesn't correlate to the rest of the season. I used to call it week 5A of the preseason. And now it's week 4A of the preseason because we have less preseason. So if anything, you could argue that makes it even more random because there's less preseason now. So I don't think it's a coincidence that it was so unusual. We had so many upsets. And I'll ask you, I asked Sherapan this, I asked Teddy this. I mean, what results do you think from week one, looking back now, that we're going to see a month from now, 2 months from now, just don't correlate? We're going to be like, wow, can't believe that happened. I mean, obviously, the Packers getting blown out as a favorite 38-3, yet the Saints have the best record the last 4 years, you know, so maybe that wasn't a shock. Dave and I agree that, you know, Jacksonville being more than a field goal favorite on the road against anybody will probably be something we look back on and laugh about.
Yeah, I can't disagree. And, you know, listen, revisionist history and hindsight, everyone is has perfect vision, don't we? But I was on Houston. I bought in. I did not believe that Jacksonville should be favored. And we're still at that point. So it's a great point that you raised, Steve. And it's something that drives me crazy. So let's start off with Aaron Rodgers. And we always hear this. You've talked about this in past years where it takes teams like almost a month, really, right? Like, you know, the end of September, they start to dial in. Yet Aaron Rodgers was in Hawaii. Aaron Rodgers was hosting Jeopardy. Aaron Rodgers was busy complaining all the time about the general manager of the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers didn't take a single snap in the preseason. I guess, should we be surprised that he looked as bad as we did? But it bothers me. The preseason's there for a reason, Steve, right? And I don't know, like if some teams just don't take it seriously, then they get punched in the mouth in week one, and then people are surprised after.
I totally agree. In fact, my friend John Ryan over at sportsmemo.com sent me this note yesterday. When the Packers have had Rodgers, when Rodgers has played and they've scored 6 points or fewer, they're 0-6 straight up game the next games after that. It's happened 6 times. They never won. They're 1-4 against the spread, and they're 6-0 to the over. So 0-6 straight up, 6-0 to the over when they score 6 or fewer with Rodgers. Now, obviously, they're expected to beat the Lions this week, so it'd be a huge upset if they lost that one outright as a double-digit favorite. But the over is 6-0, so he should bounce back with a better offensive performance. But you're damn right. I mean, it's been a limited preseason to start with, and then all the offseason turmoil. In hindsight, probably not a shock that they were as flat as they were.
Steve Merrill, WagerTalk.com with us, WagerTalk TV, et cetera. So, Steve, another thing that caught my eye this week as well is the fact that the home-road dichotomy. And you, this is another thing that you and I have discussed for years. I think it's safe to say that home field advantage is not worth 3 points anymore. With fans, without fans, there was so much talk last year about how it was going to affect things without fans in the building and the stadium, Steve. But the fact of the matter is, home field has meant less and less and less. And I don't know, it is only 1 week, but it was 8-8. And the fact is, it's been a couple of years this way, Steve, where home field just doesn't mean as much in the National Football League. And that's why, look, you got 12 underdogs covered. It proved it.
Yeah, let's look at, I mean, what happened that New Orleans game once again. And we're talking a lot about Green Bay and New Orleans, but that was a site change because
neutral field. Hurricane. Yep.
Right. And it only moved a half a point, Gabe. They had to take the game off the board.
Interesting.
And it basically went from 3 to 3.5. So I thought that was very unusual. I mean, they, you know, technically that would
change. And sorry, Steve, that's fascinating. It's great you bring that up. So it moved half a point. And let's be real. If we want to consider home field advantages, don't tell me the Superdome isn't one of them, right? Because, you know, there's certain stadiums, Miami, Jacksonville, you know, there's certain stadiums where there's not really, it doesn't really matter. It's not sold out. It's not loud, et cetera. But the Superdome really is a distinct home field advantage, and that's only worth half a point. So what would you say? Would you say that home field is worth half a point now, maybe a point type thing?
Well, that's what's crazy, because I agree with you. I don't think it's only worth a half a point. Now, one thing I will say is that it went from 3 to 3.5. That's a 10% difference. So, you know, that's a huge half point moving on and off that key number of 3. So we have to take that into consideration. I was surprised, though, because Green Bay was a very public play. And on Wager Talk TV, I do my Fade the Public video. And the third most public play last week was the Packers. It wasn't even close, obviously. So I was surprised they didn't adjust more for it. But I do think it's a little telling that they only moved it a half point when it went to a neutral field in Jacksonville.
How did your Fade the Public picks go last week?
The most public play last week, the San Francisco 49ers. I put it out late Friday night when it was -8. It went to 9.5 by Sunday. And you know what happened, Gabe? They blew the huge lead and won by exactly 8. Really was remarkable. Second most public play was the LA Rams Sunday night. I actually used the Rams. I liked them. Hey, look, yeah. The public's not always wrong. You know, and I say that in the video. It's just a filter we use. And then the Saints, or the Packers, meanwhile, was the third most public play. Seahawks just missed the cut, and they did cover. But yeah, you could basically say 2-1, fading the public. It was 31-7 last year when I started in late November through the Super Bowl. We're going to do it every week. It'll be up every weekend at Wager Talk TV, wagertalk.com.
Steve Merrill kicking it with us on the Twisted Tuesday, the late night anger management class. So early week right now, what are the most public plays? Because it seems like there's a lot of sort of one-sided angles out there right now. Everybody's on the Rams. Everybody's on the Bills. Everybody's on the Niners. Everybody's on the Bengals. Everybody's on Denver. You look at the public consensus is out there, Steve, and there's a lot. You know, you have your work cut out deciding which ones you're going to use this week.
Yeah, I really do, and that's why I wait until Friday to try to get it up on the weekend, because like you said, it's early right now, and you know, a lot of these early moves, as you know, Gabe, it's sharp money, and I don't want to necessarily say, you know, when a line moves now that it's public, because it could just be the sharps hammering it, and they do have a long-term edge, of course. Just looking big picture, though, the public is fickle, and the Saints are another great team to bring up once again, because they were the third most played against team last week. Yet now they're looking very public all of a sudden against Carolina, you know, and that's how the public is. They get burnt.
Yeah, they remember. Off. Yeah.
It's very short term memory. Arizona looked great. Minnesota lost in overtime. I'm seeing the Cardinals very public, and the L.A. Rams once again public last week. They won. That's the one the public won with. And they're playing the Colts, who the public faded. Seattle was the fourth most public play. So here again, we got two top four contenders that both worked for the public last week. So you'd expect the Rams probably to be very public when it's all said and done at Indianapolis.
And it's sort of that the zigzag theory, and there's nothing worse than being a better and on the wrong side of it. Right, Steve? Like how many people had the Packers last week, including myself, actually. I'm one of them. So you know what? I fall into this category. I had the Packers, and I'm ready to take the Saints right now, which is almost like amateur hour because you start chasing things. But at the same point in time, I think the Saints are a better football. What do you make of that number at 3.5? I think they're a better football team. I don't want to overvalue the fact that Carolina was able to beat the New York Jets, right? So week two is always that tricky overreaction, underreaction, Steve. And another thing I want to get your opinion on is it seems to me that like 3.5 is the new 3, Steve. They don't put 3s up anymore. It's always 3.5 for all these games.
Yeah, and especially the road favorites. If you notice that game, Buffalo this week, San Francisco this week,
New Orleans,
Washington Thursday night, the football team, you know, that's a home game, of course. Tyler Heinicke will be in a quarterback for Fitzpatrick.
A nice Heinicke cold beer. You like Heinicke? You like Heinekens?
That's right. Heinicke cold beer. Lucky Steve's 2-for-1 happy hour special. We put it. How can we sell our beer so cheap? I go, well, technically, look at the label. It's Heinicke. It's not Heineken. That's why.
Well, they got to sign the guy. It's close enough, man. If I'm his agent, I'm getting a deal. But good example, Steve. So I saw 4. It opened up at 4 earlier in the week. We're using FanDuel. So it opened up at 4. Now it's 3. Is this because Fitzpatrick's out? Because, you know, I don't think there's a downgrade at quarterback here, really. Like, you know, so what? Why do you think the line moved like this?
Yeah, I'm not sure there's a difference either. In fact, a lot of the look-ahead lines a week ago headed in this price range. So I personally don't think they adjusted it much for Fitzpatrick to Heinicke. You know, he's a guy that played a playoff game, played okay. I mean, mediocre. They've been
They played. They brought Tampa. They played him closer than anyone else. He's an Old Dominion guy, right? So he said, you're neck of the woods.
He is, and he was with the Vikings that picked him up originally. He then went to New England under Tom Brady, and he said his first day there in New England, he wanted to get there nice and early, impress everyone. He got to the room like at 5 a.m. the video room, and Brady was in there already. He's like, "Who the hell are you?" And then he played him in the playoffs. That's when they were telling the story last year.
That's amazing, isn't it? He wanted to impress, and Brady is already there. More with Steve Merrill on the other side. The Late Night Anger Management continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Radio Network.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Renzi. We're throwing it down. Sports Grid Radio Network, Series 6M, Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates kicking to us, including the mightier 1090 in San Diego, Los Angeles, Southern California. And we are going to talk some Pac-12 football in a couple of moments. We're kicking it with Steve Merrill, WagerTalk.com in the house. Before we get into the college gridiron, Steve, so the Washington football team, and Steve grew up going to Washington games. They fell short in week one. Fitzpatrick gets injured. Yet it seems like a good situation here, getting a New York Giant team that we should note they did lose to twice last year, right? The Giants beat them twice last year. But just to simplify this, Steve, the better coach is Ron Rivera. The better defense is the Washington football defense. I would argue they have a better offense as well. Like, the Giants are just such a mess right now. But the number one strength of Washington, they can get to the quarterback. They have a great defensive line. And the number one weakness of the New York Giants is that offensive line. I like Washington at -3, Steve. And in fact, I've already bet it.
Yeah, not only is the side on a key number of 3, 3.5, but we're also sitting on one of the most key totals that we hardly ever see anymore, and that's 41. Although I do see some 40.5s out there as well. And how can you blame? It opened as high as 43, by the way, Gabe. So, yeah, it's crossed below that key number of 41. And, you know, used to see 37 and 41 were the key numbers when we were growing up. Now it's like 51 is the key number. So you don't even see 41s anymore. But hard not, you know, it's hard to ever like an under in the NFL nowadays. And we saw that on Monday Night Football with what happened there. It looked like that one was staying under and it soars over still. But these are two offensively challenged teams. As we talked about, you got a young, inexperienced quarterback. Although he did start the playoff game, it still was a little bit ugly. Got to figure they're going to run the ball. The Giants have been a terrible offensive team for several years, and they are facing a very good Redskin Washington football team defense. Yeah, so 41 is out there. If you like the under, you probably should play it now. It looks like 40.5 is starting to pop.
Steve Merrill kicking it with us. So, Steve, let's get into some college football right now. And Steve will join us later in the week on the television side of things on Game Time Decision / In-Game Live on Friday night. But let's talk some college football, Steve. It's been a pretty crazy season, hasn't it, from the start? Like, the only real constant, it seems, in college football right now is that Alabama are the best team. Man, how surprised were you? Or maybe you weren't. I don't know. Maybe you were on the Ducks. What was your take with what we saw over the weekend collegiately?
Yeah, you know, I'm doing that, of course, Fade the Public NFL video, but I'm also doing a college football video every Friday, which is my top 25 analysis. And we had five of those games the first week. And I credit you, Gabe, for pointing out to me that the Louisiana Lafayette-Texas game qualified. Didn't even realize that.
Yes.
So we did five games. We only had two of them last week. There were only two top 25 matchups. I threw in a third bonus game. I'll be doing it again this Friday, Wager Talk TV, WagerTalk.com. But obviously Oregon and Ohio State, I'll get it right. That was one of them last week. I mentioned on the video that my power ratings made it 15.5. It was 14.5. So, you know, thought the line was pretty much where it should be. I like the over 63.5, 64. Of course, it lands right at 63. There weren't too many of those out there. It was mostly 63.5 and 64. But as I said in that preview last week on the video, Ohio State's defense is still a major concern for me, you know, and I'm just not a believer. They last year struggled. In fact, seven of their previous nine games had totaled 63 or more. It happens again. They basically just have to outscore people. They're just not the real deal on the defensive side of the ball like Alabama can be in some of these other shutdown teams.
Another big upset were the USC Trojans. A big enough upset that they finally made the move. You know, Clay Helton, I said at the time, guys, years ago, when Clay Helton got hired, when you remember, the players basically wanted him, right? Like, the players voted, and the players, like, you know, we, you know, this is the guy. And I remember saying at the time, I was right, and I said at the time, you can't let a bunch of kids that aren't even going to be there in 2 years dictate who the coach of your program is going to be, Steve, right? And then he wins the Rose Bowl, and all right, so he rolls along. Let's just be real. The Clay Helton era was a train wreck with the USC Trojans, and he's a good man. It's nothing personal against him, but they need to do better. And I don't know. I don't really have a ton of confidence in them to actually get this right this time. But I think it's probably going to end up being Luke Fickle. I think that's what it's going to be. He's a Midwest guy. He's an Ohio State guy. of course, coach of the Cincinnati Bearcats now, but he is a great coach. And hell, he was hired by the athletic director of USC when he was at Cincinnati. So I wanted to ask you, is this going to be a distraction for the Bearcats now moving forward? And first things first, what's your take on Clay Helton being relieved of his duties? And a lot of questions here. USC lay 8.5 at Washington State this week. What's your take on their first game without Clay Helton?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, just some of that Cincinnati-Indiana game. I did do every game on the board with Drew Martin. I did the first quarter, and we put that up Tuesday night. So check out Twitter, at Steve Merrill, 2 R's, 1 L.
What are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, and that one, I'm not a believer in Indiana. You know, I talked about Ohio State's defense being overrated. I think Indiana last year kind of fortunate setup for them. You know, Michigan, Wisconsin, a lot of those teams had down seasons with COVID. Indiana offensively was challenged last year, but Cincinnati is a really good team. And that's why I'm glad you brought up that head coach, because he is one of the best. But what a tough job USC is. You know, it's a lot like Texas. Tom Herman was fantastic at Houston, pulled a lot of upsets. Well, he had like a 60% win percentage. He went, I think, 6-7 his first 13, and then he went like 70% the last 3 years, and he still gets let go. You know, so it's like, what else are you going to do? And I feel it's the same with USC. You know, Lane Kiffin obviously had a tough time there. So it's a tough job. I think he'd be one of the few guys that could fill it, but you just got to wonder how much leash they're going to give any of these guys. Question now, though, is what happens with USC? I used them as a strong best bet in week one against San Jose State. I like that one lane, 2 touchdowns. I thought San Jose State, kind of like Indiana, was a little overvalued after a surprisingly strong season last year. I stayed off the game last week. I did not see USC losing that one, obviously, as a 17-point favorite. But they did move the ball offensively well again. They had over 400 yards for the second straight week. Just a 1-0 turnover deficit. Just kind of a weird game. There might be some sneaky value with them now, especially since Washington State's coming off a win. They beat Portland State by 20. They were a 31-point favorite. That was a bad Portland State team.
They lost to Utah State, right, the week before. Right,
as an 18-point favorite. So might be a good setup here. We're probably getting value with USC now because of that.
You know what it is, though? I find it interesting, Steve. A lot of times when a coach is gone, like, you know, Bo Pelini or, you know what I mean, one of these coaches that the kids didn't like, right? It's like, all right, hey, look, if you know, even in pro sports. But the thing is, I never got the sense that the kids on the USC Trojans didn't like Clay Helton. He just wasn't a very good coach, right? So, you know what I mean? So it's not like, I don't know if like the kids are suddenly going to be better, but I don't know what to make of Washington State. And now you look at USC, and I think it is still one of the top jobs. And if you're Urban Meyer, you have to be wondering right now and asking yourself, what the hell did I do? I could be the coach of the USC Trojans or the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's not going to last in Jacksonville, Steve. He's not going to, you know, I think he'll last the year. He might quit after the year. He'll say I have health issues or something, but it's not going to work with Urban Meyer. He should be a college coach.
Yeah, let's not forget Nick Saban tried the NFL thing.
Didn't work.
People forget that because he's been so dominant at Alabama, but he was with the Dolphins. You know, it's a totally different era. I'm not a huge Krzyzewski fan, but I'll give him credit. He's known his thing. You know, he knows his gig. He stayed at Duke all these years. He'll be stepping down, and he did the Olympic thing, and he never needed the NBA. And the NBA is a different gig for the same reason. So I think you're right. I mean, Urban Meyer is the type of guy you could bring into Texas or USC probably, and boom, you know, win within a couple years. I think it's a good bounce back spot for USC. The more I'm looking at it, the more we're talking about it. I think that will rally the troops. You know, like him or dislike, it's still a wake up call. And we see that.
Exactly.
Just talk to the system.
Right, like, you're right. The team captains, it's even more so. You're right. It's like, guys, we like this guy. We just got this guy fired, essentially.
Exactly. You know what
I mean? We just got this guy fired. We're all blue chips, and it's not all his fault. It's our, like, the kids got to look in the mirror a bit, don't they?
I totally agree. And then you look at the results, the disparaging, the dichotomy of the results last week between these two teams. The line's gone from 9.5 to 8. What would have been, you know, USC was 14 over San Jose State, and they won easily. And now they're laying single digits up.
Yeah,
doesn't make, Steve, a lot of sense.
You read my mind. That's what I'm going to say. Like, dude, how are we supposed to track this, Steve? I'll be honest with you. I like Stanford going into Kansas State right in week one. And they were terrible. Who the hell would have thought that they're going to beat USC in week two? It's been a volatile year, Steve. Let's be real.
And, you know, it's funny, too. I mentioned that in the Oregon-Ohio State analysis last week. I was going to say, Gabe, you know, the Pac-12, we don't want to overreact to 1 week or 5 games. We talked about that in the NCAA tournament. And we talked about it on Game Time Decisions last Friday with you and Dave Sherbin and Cam Stewart. You know, the Pac-12 didn't exactly look like world beaters that week one. So it just shows you can't overreact to just 4 or 5 games.
No, and then you look, you're right. Colorado played with Texas A&M. So, all right. So I'm starting to feel it, too. I'm the same thing. I can see USC with a statement performance. Although we've said that before, famous last words, right? Steve Merrill. Steve Merrill came with us. Man, time's just flown by. So, Steve, let's just hit a couple of games. We got a break coming up. I'll throw a couple of more games at you. But UCLA, before we get into the UCLA game on the other side, you have USC. We're talking about this job. But looks like, has Chip Kelly turned the corner now? I mean, this thing is starting to hum a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, that's someone you always got to be worried about. I mean, this is a guy that for decades was at New Hampshire, you know? So it's like he was under the radar for a long time. Another guy that was NFL and is now back in college, you know? These guys can win, and I think sometimes we start to kind of forget about them, then boom, they come out of nowhere and they start to turn it on. Would not surprise me. I mean, that guy was a genius at Oregon and then kind of disappeared for a little while.
One thing, guys, if you're a Pac-12 fan tuning in for everybody in the California and the coastal area, you're in a good spot now. You're controlling your own destiny. It'd be better if Washington didn't suck as much as they did, because it just hurts everybody else's power schedule, you know, the ranking, the power ratings of your schedule. But, guys, I mean, the Ducks and the Bruins, they could be undefeated playing each other. And with especially the Ducks, with the win against Ohio State in their back pocket, they win the Pac-12. You'll have a team from the Pac-12 in the playoffs for the first time since the inaugural playoffs when the Washington Huskies made the playoffs. More with Steve Merrill on the other side. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Is football back yet or what, man? I love baseball, but let's do this thing. We're talking football with a long, long time contributor to the program, the one and only lucky Steve Merrill, kicking to us, wagertalk.com. You can follow Steve Merrill on Twitter. Nice and simple. Steve doesn't have one of these cute, like, Twitter names. Steve Merrill.
Two R's, one L. Gets a little complicated because it's usually always two L's. So it gets two R's, one L. But
punch in Steve Merrill and you'll see Handicapper. And there's Steve, right? There you are. Wager talk. So Steve Merrill with us. So, Steve, exciting times right now. And it's funny because you and I talked during the NCAA tournament in March Madness about the Pac-12. And I don't know, what they were like 12-1 against the spread at one point. They were rolling. But, you know, the Beavers went on a nice run, and it was mostly the Bruins. And here we are once again. So let's be real. If the UCLA Bruins football and basketball is a stock or a cryptocurrency, it's time to start buying in, Steve. Mick Cronin's doing a great job with that program, and you know the recruiting is only going to get better right now. And if I'm USC, I'm concerned. I think that's why they made the move so quickly, so they can figure out who the best guy is. And if this is like a race on a track, UCLA have a little bit of a head start. I know USC, their pedigree dominates. I get it. It's almost like, you know what it is? It's like WWE wrestling and the all new All Elite. It's like All Elite is better right now. It's way cooler right now. But the WWE still has way more money. And they're still bigger than they are. Right? But, hey, with Chip Kelly and you're winning football games, UCLA is not a bad place to go play.
Yeah, I mean, keep in mind, though, the first 3 years under Chip Kelly, this squad went 10 and 21 straight up, you know, so it would be a pretty big jump this year for them to go, you know, good portion undefeated like you're talking about. I will say this, Fresno's a dangerous team. This is only the second year under DeBoer, yeah. You know, and this is a team that went 3-3 down the stretch last year, losing their last two games. They started 3-1 under a new head coach, and last year, 2020, COVID shut down, no preseason, no practice, limited practice, was one of the most difficult seasons in history to be a new head coach. 3-3 was a victory, and they actually had almost 600 yards in the loss against Nevada the second to last game. So Fresno was good coming in, and, you know, we were talking last week, and we talked about on the show Friday on Game Time Decisions, you know, how it was a lackluster win for Oregon as an 18-point favorite. We're going to look back and say, hey, maybe that wasn't a bad 7-point win by Oregon, because on either side of that, Fresno's gone 2-0 straight up in ATS, winning by 108-10 against Connecticut and Cal Poly. And I know it's Connecticut and Cal Poly, but still, 108-10 is impressive. They kept it close against Oregon, who then goes in and upsets Ohio State on the road. I think Fresno's a dangerous dog in this game from what we've seen, and we'll see if UCLA is for real. I think this is a real test. Obviously, LSU was a test last week. I'm not discounting that, or 2 weeks ago, and UCLA does have the bye week. So scheduling sets up pretty well for UCLA at home with the bye, but I think Fresno's a tough opponent.
You know, I think you're bang on here. And as good as UCLA have been, as we've seen, guys, the college football landscape now, nobody's invincible. Anybody can get knocked off on a weekly basis. Ask Washington, who lost to Montana. And, you know, Steve, Jake Haener might be one of the best quarterbacks that nationally people don't know about. Like, Fresno's got a real big-time quarterback.
Yeah, and this is a program that's been good for decades, you know, and it's kind of been sleeping a little bit recently. They got the coaching change last year, but I'm bullish on Fresno. Going to be watching this game closely. It's a late-night game, 10:45 Eastern, 7:45 Pacific, Saturday night. So I'll be watching it closely, definitely as a handicapper for future games as well.
Oh, the old bailout special, Steve, huh? The old late-night bailout special for the East Coasters.
We got the real bailout special, 11:59 p.m. Eastern with the Hawaii home game.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think they moved it back even. I'm seeing 12:30 now.
Nice. It's a Sunday
game. Even better. Yes, it's a Sunday game. Yeah, they moved it back half an hour. San Jose State and Hawaii kicking. What about the total, Steve? Fresno and UCLA. Got to believe there's going to be some points on the board. I think Fresno's going to be able to score on UCLA.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it's hard to play any NFL game under. It's really hard to play any college game under nowadays. It's like it's the equivalent game of playing a big 5-touchdown underdog and just hoping they stay within the spread. You play unders nowadays, you're just hoping, you know, they stay within the number, because it's just these offenses are so explosive. And obviously Chip Kelly and UCLA are prototypical of that. And as I said, Fresno's put up, you know, 45 or more in two of their three, put up 24 against what looks like a good Oregon team. Hard not to play the over in that one.
Yeah, when you combine these two teams, guys, both very explosive offenses, the two teams have combined to average 85 points a game so far this year.
And Gabe, how about this? They both average over 10.5 yards per pass attempt, which means every time they drop back to pass, it's a first down.
That's amazing. And you know what? They're both not great defensively. How about this? So they're averaging 42.5, 85 points a game between the two of them. They're giving up 32 points a game between the two of them. Right? So, you know, like, do the math here. I think this fast pace. There should be, I think there's going to be some points in this football game. All right, when we speak about fast paces, and this is another instance, Steve, where it's just like, wow, college football, huh? I don't know. I guess maybe I was just frustrated because I bet on them and they didn't cover. San Diego State against New Mexico State a couple of weeks ago. We know that the Aggies are one of the worst teams in college football, but how is it? Are San Diego State good, or is it Arizona are that bad?
As always, it's probably, as you know, a combination of both a little bit. I think Arizona is pretty bad this year. We've seen the Utes lay over a touchdown now on the road in this one. They've yet to cover. You know, they beat Weber 40-17, but they were 4-touchdown favorite. They lose at BYU.
Steve, I followed that game. Weber State were in that, bro, in the first half. They pulled away mid-third quarter, fourth quarter type thing. And then they looked awful last week against BYU. And that's a rebuilt BYU team.
Yeah, and here's the big thing about the BYU game, too. They gave up 231 rushing yards. And so far, San Diego State in the first two games this year, 248, 271. They're going to pound the ball on the line of scrimmage, and they're getting more than a touchdown. I feel like I'm in the 1990s again, Gabe. We're going to talk about a home dog that can run the ball. You know, that's an angle we used to always use, and it looks like it does apply to the Aztecs.
Now, it's not We talk about home field not meaning anything in the NFL really anymore. I think collegiately it still does. So they're not playing, they're playing in Carson, but it is still a road game for the Utes. And I think it's pretty ambitious asking the Utes. This line surprises me, Steve. I think this number's too high. And, I had my doubts about San Diego State. Brookshire can't really throw the ball. Like, if they fall behind, they're not going to be able to start playing pitch and catch and move the ball up and down the field. But we know that they've got a good defense. And if they can run the football, to me, I just don't trust the Utes laying 7.5 like this on the road, Steve.
Yeah, and it's funny, Gabe, too, right? This evening, it is still 7.5, but I'm seeing some 8s. I even saw like a book in Vegas go to 9,
wow,
which is obviously a teaser move because they don't want you to be able to tease Utah down. So
what are we missing on this? What am I missing?
I think you're right about it. If they get behind, you're always reluctant to teams that run the ball because that's, when I said about those rushing stats, the reason the running home dogs don't work like it did in the 90s is because teams throw that so fast-paced now, they get behind. I do think San Diego State might struggle to catch up and throw the ball. But, I don't know. I mean, there's some love for Utah right now, and it looks like the books, at least in Vegas, are getting worried about teaser action even now.
Steve Merrill, kick it with us. So Steve is in the Virginia area, and he's going to join us on Friday. But I like kicking the tires on these games. But big one, Steve, Virginia Tech and West Virginia. Virginia Tech and West Virginia coming up. Hokies were good to me, Merrill. I cashed a ticket against the Heels with these guys.
Yeah, when I was doing my college conference previews this summer, I definitely thought Virginia Tech was an underrated team. I think the ACC in general is really weak this year. Clemson is a man among boys, and then they didn't even look that good against Georgia, obviously. So I just think the ACC is really down. We saw Miami lose, to Alabama. Obviously not a surprise there. They failed to cover, though, against Appalachian State last week. By the way, big game for them against Michigan State. Two good early kickoffs with them and Michigan State. And also, this is West Virginia, Virginia Tech game at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific Saturday. West Virginia has the advantage of a bye week. I think that's big here. But I do think the Hokies remain underrated, even after that North Carolina home dog win and the key number of 3.5 here. West Virginia really struggled to stop Maryland. Maryland threw for over 300 yards in that game a couple weeks ago. And West Virginia struggled to run the ball, 48 total rushing yards. They've had a week off, so there again, this might be one of those teams that drastically improves in game two. But Virginia Tech looked like the better team so far.
Steve Merrill with us just for a couple of minutes. And I appreciate your time in the late night hours, says Steve. Steve is going to hang around for a little while, but we're talking college football. Time's just flying by here. So the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, Steve, these guys are 2-0 straight up, but they're 0-2 against the spread. Both games were exact 3-point wins. Now they get Purdue. And this interstate rivalry type of game here, Steve, getting a touchdown. You look at Purdue and I think they have a pretty impressive start to the season. People aren't going to go gaga over them pasting UConn, but they handle their business. Nice win against the Beavers in week one. Now getting a touchdown. How do you lay a touchdown plus 7.5 with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish when you've seen this team play so far this year? What's your take on that one?
Yeah, and Purdue's fifth year under Jeff Brohm, the former Louisville quarterback. They've got 18 returning starters, so I do think this is a team that's going to progressively get better. They were 7-6 his first season. They haven't had a winning record since, but I get a feeling because of that they're a little underrated now. And yes, you said it, Connecticut's terrible. I talked about that in the Every Game podcast earlier that I did on Twitter. We covered those early games, and Connecticut popped up there. Boy, their numbers are atrocious.
Steve, I bet against them, and I bet the under every game. Their games go under. They can't score.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Their offense is averaging, I think, like 3 yards a pass, Gabe, in like two games.
A pass? Not 3 yards a play. 3 yards a pass.
Per pass attempt. Exactly. Yeah. Normally, you're like 6, 7, 8 yards. Fresno, as we said, UCLA, 10.5 a pass attempt. Yeah, they're awful. And they didn't play last year, as you know. So it's not a coincidence they're struggling. So we can't read too much into that. The Oregon State win, they were a 7-point favorite. They won by 9. This will be their first real test, to say the least. But Notre Dame, they had the big lead against Florida State. They let them back in, and then they won in overtime. So I'm not going to read too much into that near miss against Toledo. We talked about that last Friday night. You, me, and Sherpan all said that Toledo was a live dog and that it was a potential flat spot for Notre Dame. So we have to be careful with both these teams right now.
All right, last game, Steve, we'll get you out here in a minute, is Ohio State. Ohio State, so they come off that loss. They get Tulsa. Tulsa's another one of these strange teams, right? They lose to UC Davis, 19-17. Then they hang with they hang in Stillwater with the Cowboys, 33-28 loss. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be the team that has to go into Columbus in this spot, Steve. I think this one can get ugly. I know generally you probably don't lay 24.5 points in a football game, but what's your opinion on that one?
Actually, quite the contrary, Gabriel.
Will
I played a
Whoa.
Lot. Of, yeah, you know, that's what I was saying. Remember last week we were talking about that. I play a lot of big favorites
college,
this season.
With college, right? It's a little different. Yeah. So hear what I'm saying here, Tulsa.
Right.
Tough spot to be walking into because Ohio State are going to want to get back into polls, and they're not going to take it easy, Steve, right?
No, exactly right. And, I mean, we keep talking about I don't want to try to, like, play these four or five touchdown dogs. That I don't
like
think
catching a falling knife. Almost,
it is.
Right?
And
yeah,
it's just your
hope. Betting on
that,
hope. Yeah,
you're exactly.
Hope. Yeah.
Now, what you do look for the big dogs are teams that can throw the ball and score. And Tulsa actually has a decent offense, 6 yards of play. They throw about 7.5 yards per pass. And I do think Ohio State is dicey defensively. We talked about that earlier. So that points me to the over. You know, why try to guess the side? Let's go with the over here. It's in the low 60s. As I said earlier, they got to 63 last week. They missed it by a point. I think 10 of their last 12 games going back to last year have now had 63 total points or more. And this one is like 61.5 or so, I think, last time I checked. So the over makes sense to me.
Steve Merrill with us. All right. Hey, great stuff, Steve. We'll speak on TV on Friday. We get you on because I know you're a Cousin Sal fan. We got to get you on. But Cousin Sal always joins us from hotels and wherever.
I saw that.
So like, it's always, we have enough problem getting him on, Steve. You know what I mean? Let alone four guys at once.
The Shady Bunch. By the way, Gabe, the Shady Bunch was
That's
huge
great,
success.
Eh?
Dave Sharapan was excited about it this morning. We told Teddy Covers. Teddy was reluctantly nervous as we were talking about it, but I think he got it. Yeah, the Shady Bunch, the Quad Box. And if we could get Cousin Sal in the middle to pop up like Alice at the end of the credits.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, the Quincentral Box.
I might have to make T-shirts, the Shady Bunch. I might have to do it.
And Sal pop on like Alice at the very end. That would just be too much. Too much.
So, we'll get Steve on later in the week. But I was going to say, Steve, pretty soon, buddy, you got to start handicapping the NBA. It's a month away. Yeah.
It's amazing. And Sharapan
college basketball.
Basketball. Exactly. Well, Sharapan said the NHL starts in 10 days. I think he said that this afternoon when we were talking.
Yeah,
so
preseason.
That's amazing. Yeah, time flies. It's a good thing. Time flies, man. It's a lot better than a year and a half ago. We had no sports for 4 months, so I'll take it while we can.
Damn right. Great time to be alive. Thanks, Dave.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. Award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings. Cultural sites to open your mind. And dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Network.
Anger management class, quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. I am Morenci. Thanks to Steve Merrill for kicking it with us. A lot of stuff to unpack, and we're going to get into the NFL in level two of the program. Andrew McCannis will join us, incidentally, also from Wager Talk. Russ Baxter's not from Wager Talk. Football guru, great stuff with Russ. Russ will join us a little bit later on. Earl Skakel, comedian, will join us from Hollywood, California. A little bit later on, we'll talk about Norm MacDonald and his passing. Just some closing thoughts as far as the USC job is concerned. Luke Fickell makes a hell of a lot of sense. Like, you know, if, you know, basically, as everybody knows, Mike Bond was the one that hired him at Cincinnati. And how can anybody discredit what this guy's accomplished with the Cincinnati Bearcats? It's not easy, man, to turn the Cincinnati Bearcats into a perennial top 10 football program. Although there is a lot of talent in the state of Ohio. He's done a great job. My deal is, and the thing is, if you're talking about pro football, it doesn't matter. You're talking about, like, one of our jobs and stuff. It sort of doesn't matter. Like, if you have a normal job, right? You move to a new city, it's the same thing. College football is different. And Luke Fickell's an Ohio State guy. He's an Ohio State guy. He played at Ohio State. He coached at Ohio State. He was sort of like he was in the wings, potentially, to be the Ohio State coach after Urban Meyer. But he got offered the job in Cincinnati. So it's one of those deals. I could wait around or I could take this job. And he took the job with Cincinnati and he's kicked some serious ass. Except he doesn't have any West Coast connections. I think Eric Bieniemy would be perfect for the USC Trojans. We'll continue this and more on the other side. A lot of football talk coming up. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.